Okay, we're all set.
Okay, and good evening, Debbie.
Good evening.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
6:06 according to my watch, and we'll call the meeting to order. And we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. We'll ask that you stand and hold your hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to
the flag of the United States of America,
and to the Republic
for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and
justice for all. Next on the list is to approve and review and approve the agenda. Do any of the board meetings, board members have anything to change around? And I will say, Bob Coffin, that I'd like to see item number 3, sign the warrants for bills, March 31st and April 21st, move to between item 5 and item 6, so that we can authorize an individual to sign them. And I will make a motion for that. Do I hear a second?
I'll second that, Bob.
Nathan Hewitt. All in favor of the board members?
Aye.
Aye. So it's unanimously passed. Item number 4, review minutes from 3/17/2020.
I make a motion to approve those minutes. But Jeff?
And Bob will stop and he'll second. All in favor, said aye.
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 So we got all 3 there.
Okay, give me a second here, because I'm trying to take the notes.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So we're up to item number 5, authorize Deborah Perry, treasurer, to pay payroll and payroll taxes for 2020 as required. And Karen, can you give us a little background on that?
Sure. So every year you authorize Debbie to pay payroll and the payroll taxes as needed, so they don't have to be done monthly.
On individual warrants.
Yeah, on individual warrants.
So do we hear a motion?
I'll make a motion to authorize Deborah J. Perry to pay the payroll and payroll taxes for 2020 as required.
I'll second that.
All in favor, say aye.
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 So it's unanimous. Item 5B, authorize the board members to review and approve orders on behalf of the entire board issued through 5/31/2020. We're doing it that way because we aren't down to the town office together. And I will volunteer my services to go down tomorrow morning and sign what the items that need to be done. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion to have Bob do that, to review and approve orders on behalf of the entire board issued through 5/31/2020.
I'll second that motion.
Can I make a comment?
Yes, go ahead.
So at the next meeting that we have in person, whether it's May or June or whenever, those warrants will be made available to you so you can peruse them if you want to further. I know I gave you copies, but if you wanted to look at the individual bills, they will be available to you.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
That sounds good. Thank you.
So did we have a vote on that?
Yes, you did, Bob, before I spoke.
Okay. All right. So item 5C is adopt the town plan, and do we have any input? Is there anybody else on the line that would like input?
Bob Kerbach here. I just want to thank everybody that did the work, not just the Rutland Regional Planning Commission people, but our committee. We met a number of times, quite a bit of effort into it, and especially Karen Davis, our town clerk. I want that noted that she did an excellent job in supporting us. So thank you all.
Bob K, thanks for being the chair and running it smoothly.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
You're all welcome.
So do I hear any further discussion on adopting the town plan? All righty, do I hear a motion from the select board to adopt the town plan?
I make a motion to adopt the town plan.
All righty, and I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
You second that, Bob?
Yes.
Okay.
Unanimously passed.
Yep.
Our next item is adopt the local emergency management plan. Once a year, Karen and I get together and get input from all the fire department, et cetera, in terms of changes in officers and stuff on the management plan. And it's very useful when we have a FEMA. It's required for FEMA money's request and helps us in case of floods or fire or even, you know, a pandemic like this. So the only Karen that we've met this year are some of the names. Danny Perry's taken over the chief of the firehouse. Was there anything else, Karen?
Nick Cupoli for fire warden.
Yeah.
And Amanda Hart for the EMS coordinator.
Right. Do I hear a motion to, or any more discussion on the emergency management plan? Do I hear a motion to adopt the plan as written?
I'll make a motion to adopt the plan as written.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All unanimously passed. Item 5E, town garage, salt shed, fire department, update from Otter Creek Engineering. I believe that the members of the board have a letter from Otter Creek Engineering to take a look at that site. South Steel Building, north of the Steel Building. And the quote was $6,000, and it sounded like it was somewhat negotiable. I don't think tonight we're looking for a response, but I'm thinking that Grant may not be available for a planning grant to salt shed town garage thing, and just get through this fire to see if there's any grant potential. Any questions or comment on that?
So, Bob, this is Jeff. I have a comment. I agree with you. We should table it until we see how this, the next few weeks or even 4 to 6 weeks play out.
Yep.
The smoke will clear. And the second comment would be, if you notice, after the texted an email to you that it looks like he would take off $1,500, and that's in writing. So just,
right.
I'm sure you saw that too.
Yeah. Well, it's somewhat negotiable. We're saying that, you know, we go through the process and they take a look at it. It's no guarantee that they're saying, you know, you spend your whatever it is, $5,000, and it's nothing up front. It's just the place and it works.
Hey, Bob. This is Nathan. I would like us to actually have a special meeting, maybe just about this.
Yeah.
To discuss, we could discuss this because I think we all have a lot of questions about it.
Okay. Yeah, good input. And I agree with Jeff, and until we see how this economy thing sugars out, I think we got to sit tight for a bit. You know, what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay. And likewise, the note, I heard Nathan comment that perhaps you could collect some more data and have me just on that one subject. Okay, moving on to item number 6, highway business, update on roads. Real quick, we put down 71 tandem roads. Gravel on the road this winter to fight some of the mud. We graded and done Duca Road. We've done the West Road, Beaver Hill Road. I think we've still got First Road to do, both sides of the and Duca to do. But John's coming right, Susan is coming right along on the grading.
So which roads? Can you repeat that, Bob? Which roads did you say were graded again?
The West Road's done. Beaver Hill's done. The Crossroads done. We still got Middletown Hill, Pizza, and Bird's Eye Road to go.
What about Toppin Road?
That's done.
Oh, okay.
The West Road, Weaver Hill Road, Crossroad, and Toppin Road have been done.
Yes.
Okay.
Move it any more on roads? Update on equipment. We touched before on the John Deere bucket loader there. The head gasket's gone in there. And we got a quote from Winrec for $1,500 to put a new head gasket in. And that's an estimate. That's a solid quote.
Yeah.
So I guess the feeling is to get it done, you know, sometime here at Windmill. We have an agreement there. On the grader, we got a leak in the front right tandem. Here's the hydraulic oil. He's using about 4 gallons every. You know, that whole hydraulic system is tied to with the steering. And anyway, we're getting a quote from Windmill, and we will report to the board when we get a quote on the. We're down to treasures report.
And you have those attached in your packet.
Yep. So Nathan and Jeff, do you have any questions on the for the treasurer?
I do not.
I don't, especially for this meeting. I think I don't think it's prudent to go through this right now. But I mean, I have questions. Maybe just because I'm new to this, I don't think it's wise to go through it tonight, honestly. It looks good to me. I mean, you guys are obviously been doing this for a while, and you know what's going on, so I don't think it's fair for me to question it.
Okay. Moving on, Debbie, did you have anything to, any input?
No.
Okay. Moving on to the clerk's report, Jenny?
I have nothing, thank you.
Any public comments? Has anybody else joined us on the phone? That sounds like a no. Maintenance and repairs to town buildings.
Okay, so I think I gave you a copy of the monthly maintenance at the town garage. Bob, do you want to talk about what Dave found where the water was coming in?
There's a hole in the floor. Probably had a pipe come into the fuel tank at one time and had a little water running in, and probably ought to have him plug it up. Not a big deal.
So we're gonna have him do that, cap it off? I believe all his other projects are done.
Yep.
He's completely completed everything.
Yep. Great. Moving on to item number two, furnace cleaning.
I haven't heard anything, and I think with the situation we're in, that's probably not a priority in there for Keyser.
Anything else? Moving on to number 11, new or added business.
So I had, this is Jeff, I had, this without a doubt under this category. I just thought that should we as committee, town officers, be doing more for folks that perhaps might not be able to be as mobile as we are in terms of getting out and buying groceries and whatnot. Don't know, but I just thought of it the other day, and I know you guys listed in here, I think that was smart to list the folks that might be in that category of vulnerable, but should we be thinking about some things that we can do to help these folks? And it could be as simple as buying groceries once a week. And if we offer it up, they might say no thank you, but I think the offer would go a long way. Just a thought.
And Karen, if we wrote up some stuff that we, in terms of food shelf places or something like that, can we put that on the website?
Could you repeat that, please, Bob?
Well, in response to Jeff, should we put on the website perhaps where people might go if they were needed food?
I could on the front page put the phone numbers of the food shelves. I would, is there one or two in Rutland? I don't.
But Jeff, could you work with?
I'm more concerned that the people that Jeff might be referring to don't even have internet, so that's not going to help them anyway. So I mean, like Bev, Mike Bev King.
Yeah.
Gary Littlejohn, those are folks that might need assistance. Going to our website is not going to help them.
Right.
So I guess my point wasn't to just come out and say we have to do this. It was just more of a brainstorm. Let's have maybe a dialogue. And, as Karen said, if you want me to make some calls, if we decide that's the best route, will we each take three out of this list of vulnerable folks on number five? Just a thought.
Where do we go from here? Jeff, you want to head up a committee and explore the possibilities a little bit?
I will, and I don't want to make, you know, I don't want to make it bureaucratic nor cause extra work for, you know, paperwork. I want this to be kind of smooth. So let me jot down some things, but I don't think it should wait a month. So what's in terms of process, how do I circulate this just and make a public record? Or we don't have to make a public record. I don't know. What's the rule on that? Oh, we don't even have to make it part of a town endeavor. It could be just a private endeavor. It was just doing other business, you know?
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, why don't we leave it, Jeff, that you'll explore it and send some emails and see where it goes.
Sounds good. Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Okay. We don't need executive session. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I have one thing, Bob. Go ahead, Nathan. You can go first.
I just have a question on I'm trying to keep track of our notes here. It's a little difficult the first time doing this over the phone. So, made the motion for 5B. We authorized Bob to review and approve orders on behalf of the entire board. That was going with number three, right? The sign warrants for bills. Do I have that correct?
Yes, and that's what I was going to submit. That's what I was going to say also, Nathan.
Yeah, I'm just making sure I get it right. Okay.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Yep. Okay.
All right. I don't have anything else.
Motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn at 6:23.
And I'll second it.